Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Episodio número 24. Hola viajeros. Welcome back to Immersive Spanish. As you can hear, estoy en el aeropuerto de Barcelona and almost ready to embark on my next adventure through the Hispanic world. So, it's time I tell you where I'm heading. As voted by our listeners on our Patreon, my next destination is Sevilla, or Seville to the English tongue. This ancient city in the south of Spain, is one of the oldest in the continent, dating back some 2,000 years. Amongst its legendary plaza, flamenco, and festivals, Sevilla is known for its friendly people. So it's going to be a great place to learn some more Spanish. Right, I need to check in my bags. Ugh. But there's a massive queue. Luckily, I arrived nice and early. The word for queue in Spanish is cola. Cola. For better or worse, every time I think of a queue in Spanish, I think of none other than Coca-Cola. I think of me waiting in line with a bottle in hand. And I bet now, every time you think of a queue in Spanish, you too will have a picture of cola pop up in your head. So, if queue is cola, how would you therefore say the queue? La cola. La cola. How would you then say a queue? Una cola. Una cola. In Spanish, to wait in a queue, we use the verb hacer. For example, voy a hacer cola. This translates as, I'm going to wait in line. You can also include the indefinite article to say, voy a hacer una cola. The indefinite article being una. Now, say it with me. Voy a hacer cola. One more time, but even slower. Voy a hacer cola. Remember, voy a hacer is three words. Voy a hacer. Be aware, however, that because the H sound is silent in Spanish, remember it's hola, not hola, it can be tricky to distinguish the two consecutive A vowels between voy a and hacer. The two A vowels are blended. So remember, it doesn't need to be voy a hacer, instead, voy a hacer. Anyway, so how would you say, I'm going to wait in line? Voy a hacer cola. Muy bien. Now, how do you say the shop in Spanish? La tienda. La tienda. With that then, how would you say, I'm going to wait in line at the shop? Voy a hacer cola en la tienda. Voy a hacer cola en la tienda. Voy a hacer cola en la tienda. But you guys are here with me right now, so we're going to wait in line together. How would you say we are going to wait in line? Vamos a hacer cola. Vamos a hacer cola. Or we could also choose to employ the indefinite article. Vamos a hacer una cola. Anyhow, de todas formas, this cola looks like it'll take a while. I may as well teach you some essential airport words and phrases whilst we wait in line. First and foremost, to say the airport in Spanish, we say el aeropuerto. El aeropuerto. To say the flight in Spanish, we say el vuelo. El vuelo. Quiero comenzar el vuelo. Means I want to start the flight. On that flight, we will be passengers, myself included. To say the passenger in Spanish is el pasajero. El pasajero. Or it would be la pasajera, if the passenger is a female. La pasajera. Next, of course, we have the luggage. Something that is getting increasingly expensive to fly with. The luggage, in Spanish, is el equipaje. El equipaje. Think of how luggage is where you keep all of your equipment. Equipaje. The gate, in Spanish, is la puerta. La puerta. You may have noticed that this is the word used for door in Spanish. La puerta. Next, we have the boarding pass. Tarjeta de embarque. Tarjeta de embarque. Departure is salida. Salida. It also means the exit. Salida. It's a common sign in buildings. Opposite to that, we have arrival, which is llegada. Llegada. Arrivals would be llegadas. Llegadas. Customs, in an airport for example, is aduana. Aduana. The waiting area is known as the sala de espera. Sala de espera. Think of it as the room of waiting. Baggage claim is reclamo de equipaje. Reclamo de equipaje. Lost and found is known simply as objetos perdidos. Lost objects. Objetos perdidos. Of course, you'll often find currency exchanges at the airport. I'm not sure if I'd recommend you any, but they are known as the cambio. Cambio. This simply means exchange. So, a currency exchange in the airport is usually just listed as the cambio. You may also see it written as casa de cambio. casa. D. Cambio. Also, in an airport, you'll hear lots of announcements. An announcement in Spanish is called un anuncio. Un anuncio. Assistance is called asistencia. Asistencia. The word for landing is aterrizaje. Aterrizaje. So, in the plane, you might hear something like nosotros estamos preparándonos para el aterrizaje. We are preparing for the landing. Nosotros estamos preparándonos para el aterrizaje. Finally, we have the takeoff, known as el despegue. El despegue. Do you like the takeoff? ¿Te gusta el despegue? ¿Te gusta el despegue? Do you like the takeoff? ¿Te gusta el despegue? You'll hear that the next time you board a plane in Spanish. Well, that's all the vocab you'll need to get up to scratch. Here's a tip, by the way. I learned all these words by changing the language on my phone from English to Spanish. So, whenever I book a flight, I'm exposed to all of this specialized vocab. It did seem overwhelming at first, but little by little, I started understanding more and more. Ah, por fin. Finally, I'm at the front of the cola. Hola, ¿cómo está? En serio, mi maleta está demasiado pesada. They've just told me that my bag is too heavy. Mi maleta debe pesar menos de 23 kilogramos, pero pesa 25 kilogramos. So, my bag should weigh less than 23 kilograms, but according to these scales, it weighs 25. It's too heavy by 2 kilograms. Okay. ¿Cuánto necesito pagar? ¿Cuánto cuesta? 25 euros. Wait, let me just check. ¿Necesito pagar 25 euros? Okay. Well, it could have been worse. Not ideal, though. No es ideal. Pago con tarjeta. Gracias. I mean, there are always unexpected costs when traveling. Lucky I ate before I came. Anyway, I need gate number 106. That's la puerta número 106. Necesito la puerta número 106. But first, necesito comprar una botella de agua. That's a bottle of water. Una botella de agua. I always get super thirsty on planes. To say I'm thirsty in Spanish is a strange one compared to in English. Unlike in English, where we say we are thirsty, in Spanish, we say that we have thirst. Therefore, I'm thirsty in Spanish is tengo sed. Tengo sed. The same applies with hunger. In Spanish, hunger is understood as something we have rather than something we are. So, I have hunger is tengo hambre. Tengo hambre. But I don't actually have any hunger. No tengo hambre. Partially as I just got robbed at the bag check-in. So I would say, no tengo hambre. Ah, here's a shop. W.H. Smith. They have these in every airport. Strange, huh? Ah, bueno, aquí está. Hola. Solo esta botella de agua, por favor. Dos por uno. The man has just told me dos por uno. Can you guess what that means? Esas botellas de agua están a dos por uno. Esas botellas de agua están a dos por uno. That translates as, these bottles of water are two for one. One more time. Esas botellas de agua están a dos por uno. Perfecto. Voy a conseguir otro entonces. Gracias. ¿Con tarjeta? Bueno, gracias. Chao. Fancy that. Two for the price of one. €4 isn't too bad for two big bottles of water. I can drink one before and one on the plane. Okay, now I need to find la puerta. What's this? Control de seguridad? Ay, no. I haven't been for security yet. No, why did I buy all this water before security? Ay, no. All right, I better get drinking. That was mucha agua. Okay, I better turn my recorder off before I go for security. They get funny about recording in there. Hasta luego. Right, I've been through security and I'm now sitting at my gate. And actually, it's not too busy. Night flights are the best. We have some time to kill until it leaves. So let me test you on some of the words I taught you earlier. How would you say the airport? El aeropuerto. El aeropuerto. How would you say the flight? El vuelo. El vuelo. How would you say the passenger in Spanish? El pasajero. El pasajero. Or it could be la pasajera. If I were a woman, then I would say, soy pasajera en este vuelo. I'm a passenger on this flight. In Spanish, how would you say the luggage? El equipaje. El equipaje. How would you say the gate in Spanish? La puerta. La puerta. Remember, it also means the door. La puerta. How would you say boarding pass? Tarjeta de embarque. Tarjeta de embarque. This translates more literally as the boarding card. What's the word for departure? Salida. Or, in the common case that there are multiple departures, you'd say salidas. Salidas. How about arrivals? Llegadas. Llegadas. What's the word for customs? Aduana. Aduana. If there are multiple customs, then it would be aduanas. Aduanas. How would you say the waiting room in Spanish? Sala de espera. Sala de espera. How would you refer to luggage claim in Spanish? Reclamo de equipaje. Reclamo de equipaje. How about lost and found? What do we call the lost and found section in Spanish? Objetos perdidos. Objetos perdidos. By the way, you may see it listed as La Oficina de Objetos Perdidos. It's the same thing, pretty much. The Lost and Found Office. And how about if you're looking for a currency exchange? What word would you look out for? Cambio. You'd be looking for a cambio. You may also see it listed as a casa de cambio. Una casa de cambio. Next, what is the word for assistance in Spanish? Asistencia. Asistencia. Now, what was the word for announcement in Spanish? Anuncio. Anuncio. How would you then say the announcement? El anuncio. El anuncio. Do you remember the word for landing in Spanish? El aterrizaje. El aterrizaje. It's a weird word, isn't it? It looks slightly like the word terrifying. And that's exactly how landings used to be for me. Aterrizaje. Finally, we have the word takeoff, which is el despegue. El despegue. Right. How did you do? And look, the plane looks like it's nearly boarding. I better go. Join me next time as I explore the incredible city of Sevilla. We'll see each other in the next season of Immersive Spanish. Nos vemos en la próxima temporada de Immersive Spanish. Chao.